And good evening to all 16, nay, 16,000 of you listening out there. The cleverly eared people out there will also realize this is not your normal host, Martin, who is busy practicing his lineup and getting everything set for his big showdown against Patrick this week. So instead, you have me, the manager, leader, general of Graham's Great Guys, aka. The Pecan Sandies, aka Cole Armstrong, aka the man who had four quarterbacks and four tight ends. That's right, it's Graham Hollingsworth. And with me, of course, the Baldric to my Blackadder, the Hutch to my Starsky, it's Mr. Patrick Sutton.
Hi, Graham. I just want to point out that I'm pretty sure you almost said Graham's great gaze there, so that was a good start.
Well, I'm not natural at this.
No, how you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. I've recovered because obviously we played each other at the start of last week, and I had what at one point was I think maybe like an hour into the main games, I was sort of on 95%, and then Dak Prescott just went insane. So you definitely had me nervous for a while there.
Well, we were actually together on Sunday afternoon watching a real sport called football. And as it kicked off, you went from being quite nervous to losing to such a newbie like myself to incredibly confident and almost cocky, some would say. And then it changed throughout the day to not quite such a certain thing, but at points it looked like I might have a small chance. But then, of course, your experience came through and absolutely dominated me. And
Yeah, absolutely nothing to do with luck, just pure skill and talent.
you know what you're doing. You've heard of these people. You understand how the scoring works. You've been to America.
I mean, you'd heard of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady. I mean, that already puts you ahead of, I'd say, at least three people in the league. You're
Well,
basically a
true.
pro.
And I was wearing my Dillon Panthers t-shirt all
So
day,
cool.
hoping it would bring me luck, but alas, it did not.
Cool. Well,
So
that.
do you want to start with some of the injuries that have happened in the lot? Because that is the big talking point on all the socials.
Yeah, it's a good point, and it's been. I'm actually just looking at the app on my phone and looking at the order that we drafted in. So, first things first, sort of consensus number one pick, Christian McCaffrey. I think he went down and then maybe came back on. In this is in real life, and so the app was sort of trolling McCaffrey owners and saying something like, it's not too serious. He'll be back next week, and then suddenly he gets placed on injured reserve. So that's really tough to take when you've sort of got the first pick. Yeah, because then you don't get another pick till sort of round 20. So it's a tough luck there, Simon of Garoppolis now. It's
So
hard to take.
it's like a very miniature Lazarus resurrection, but only incredibly short-lived.
Yeah, pretty much. But on the other hand, McCaffrey is going to come back this season. They're saying maybe sort of like 4 to 5 weeks, which is brutal. But pick number two, Saquon Barkley, who also did nothing, I don't think, in the first week, went down immediately mid-game, and he has done his ACL, I think. So he's out for good. So Owen, who's sort of been Mr. Unlucky so far, has mended his reputation.
Poor guy, poor guy.
Yeah.
Any other major big hitters who have been consigned to the medical tent?
Yeah, well, Michael Thomas last week as well, pick number five. He might come back this week, but it looks doubtful, but pretty tough. And then the last first round pick as well, Devontae Adams, of course, a Packer, so he's close to my heart. Went down, but I don't think his injury is too bad. But it just shows, how volatile it is really, and how it really is heavily driven by luck, because that's four first round incredible talents that all went down last week.
Yeah, to have that in one fell swoop does seem pretty unlikely and very unfortunate.
Yeah, just to mention Owen in particular, because he lost Fournette when he got cut early on, and I think one of his third round picks. I think he had Chris Godwin who went down as well, and then he put Jalen Reagor in, who's injured now as well, and he put Benny Snell in, who was meant to be this sort of like really good handcuff to the main running back, and then he managed to get -2 points total. So he's had some bad luck. So yeah, hopefully he'll have an opportunity to turn it around this week.
Well, we will see. So, of course, with all these injuries, people have been panicking on the waiver wire slash trying to pick up some new players. Can you talk me through just looking through the list, there's two people who stand out to really be either completely unsure of what they're doing or who they want or just panicking in general. So that is the Shanahanigans, which is whose team?
That's Mark.
That's Mark, okay. And also looks like goddamn Miles Gaskin, which is that a
So
new name?
that is actually the team, Orange team, so formerly known as Also the Power. I'm enjoying the Tiger King pun. That's a good one, and very suitable. He picked up Miles Gaskin. I think he said to me he was trying to fit in that bitch, Miles Gaskin, but he didn't have enough letters. And to be honest, Yahoo probably would have let you put in a mild curse word. So he hasn't done that. But yeah, he's picked up really well, actually, I think. He's picked up some running backs that are sort of going to get big plays based on the injuries that are out there as well. He's got rid of Gronk, which is sad but inevitable as he doesn't really move very much anymore. So I wouldn't say those were panics. I'd say all of the moves he's made are sensible and necessary. Mark, oh, go on.
No, that's fine. But then you're saying Mark, the Shanahanigans, there's been quite the flurry of activity.
Yeah, and it looks like panic. So Gardner Minshew went from being the sort of joke pick that if you picked him first, you'd get a year's supply of Budweiser to actually looking like a pretty decent offer. But he's dropped Matthew Stafford, who's a really good quarterback. So he's clearly going for high risk, and there's a little bit of panic there. He seems to have a sort of love-hate relationship with Marvin Jones, where he drops him every week and then sort of booty calls him back. For those who like football, it's sort of like Harry Redknapp, Nico Crenshaw back in the end. That's sort of Mark's relationship with Marvin Jones. But yeah, it looks like a little bit of panic, and he's 0 for 2. So yeah, he's struggling, but good
Yeah.
chance to turn it around this week.
So we'll maybe cover the current sort of league standing after we go through some of last week's matchups. Quick mention my kicker, Mr. Koo, who got 17 points, which to me seems like a lot.
That's really impressive because I think he's one of these kickers that could do like really fancy things, get kicks that sort of win his team back possession. But he wasn't very good at the basics, but he seems to have gotten over that, and he's in this Falcons offense, which looks like it's going to be scoring a ton of points this season. So yeah, good pickup.
Nice. So just bear with me one second while I navigate to find the other matchups. So should we go to the Shanahanigans versus Hardcore Porn, which saw another loss for Mark's team? Talk me through this.
Yeah, so just having a quick flick through now. Again, it looks like a couple of injuries are picked up. Mark has Sammy Watkins in, who I think looks like he dropped out of the game. Here he got 1.1 points. But Miles players came through, although he'll probably be a bit annoyed. His sort of stud running backs they're doing okay. They're getting decent scores, but they're not getting sort of first and early second round scores as you'd expect. But he brought it home. So yeah, sort of pressure's on Mark now. He needs to pull off a win.
Yeah, so just also for myself and some of the other less knowledgeable people, just looking at some of the point scoring like criteria, should we say. So for your running back, you get points for rush yards and points for recovery yards. Can you tell me what does that mean? What's the difference?
Recovery, are you re receiving?
Rec yard, oh, receiving yards, sorry. It just said rec. I just jumped with my first conclusion.
No, that's fine. So really basic rushing yards are going to be a running back's bread and butter. Those are the yards that you make up along the ground. So basically, each time you have a play, the aim is to make it at least 10 yards, and then you go back to a first down. Your quarterback has four attempts to get that. So the running back's mainly sort of the workhorse that the quarterback will just hand the ball off to, and then rather than expect them to try and get them as many yards as possible. Receiving yards is basically where the quarterback throws and you catch it, and that's any yards from the point beyond the line of scrimmage to where the player catches it, plus as many yards as they then manage to run on the end as well before they.
See.
So that's sort of why running backs are a little bit of a safer pick, because they'll almost always get a certain amount of yards. Whereas wide receivers, if they don't catch the ball for whatever reason, then they don't get any points.
Right, I will write this down so I can remember and learn things. So moving on to Brady Gaga versus Kobe One Kenobi. Another big win for the Gargar men. Sorry, you go.
No, I was just going to say, it was absolutely huge. It was a monster performance from his entire team did incredibly well. I mean, his lowest scoring player at any position was Amari Cooper, who got 10 points, which is a very, very solid score for a wide receiver. I mean, I think 158.5 points is at least close to a record in our league, if not a record. And I'd have to say, like, if there's one team that I'm particularly jealous of, especially when I look at the starting lineup, it's that team. I mean, Ezekiel Elliott is number one running back now, but Barkley and McCaffrey are out, and yeah, just some incredible players in there. So yeah, I feel like Robin's going to become the man to beat in this league, but it, you know, we'll see what happens.
Let's move on so I guess as we talked about the injury ravaged goddamn Myles Gaskin, only 61 points against the Garoppolips now, Simon, with his second win in a row.
Yeah, I've just seen as well that we didn't mention this for Owen, but another early round pick, obviously DJ Chark is out now as well. Really good wide receiver at Jacksonville that are throwing quite a lot at the moment. So that's just really unfortunate. Yeah, you got negative points for Benny Snell, zero for Gronkowski, near zero for Naeem Hines. Barkley went off injured. Slayton did nothing. Chark went off injured. It was an absolutely terrible week for Owen and pretty much all just bad luck, really. Because it's one thing having a player get injured in advance and then at least you can put somebody in. But when they're injured during the game and they're locked in your team, it's pretty rotten luck. But yeah, there we go. He's made some good acquisitions, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and for Simon's team, Garoppolips now, that's how does his team fare, do you think, going forward? Is his luck going to continue, or is it more of a fluky two-off, or what do you think?
I think he's done well, and he's also picked up Robinson from the Jacksonville Jaguars, who looks like he's going to be a sort of top-level running back, at least in fantasy terms, so he's got good depth there. Obviously, the McCaffrey injury is going to cost him a bit. And because he's so high up in the league, he didn't get particularly good waiver priorities. I guess he might have tried to pick up another running back to replace him if he had. But yeah, he's looking good.
Very nice, very nice. So then to the next one, Zero Knowledge, which is Matthew Ragg, I believe.
Matthew Lloyd.
Matthew Lloyd, I do apologise, sorry.
That's all right. Yeah, played Alex and won. And I have to say about Matt, he's sort of the underdog that everybody really likes and wants to do well. And by everybody, I say this is basically my opinion, and I just assume everyone thinks the same way I do. Because I think he was the only total noob to draft their team entirely without any help. And he made a few slightly randy picks that we may have had a chuckle at the time. But he's done incredibly well. He got high points scoring the first week, was like lucky to lose, and he's absolutely nailed it this week. Yeah, I mean, he's running back. Aaron Jones got 41.6 points, which is quite incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost half of what most people are getting from one player. So I guess he'll be looking to him next week again. And then for Devontae's Inferno, that's two losses in a row. Some pretty low scores in there.
That's Alex. Yeah, it's not looking great, to be honest. Yeah, Lamar Jackson hasn't quite been at the same level. He could carry teams on his own last season, and he hasn't, at least in fantasy terms. It's possibly because the Ravens haven't really had a challenging matchup yet. But I mean, in real life, they're playing the Chiefs this week, which might be a shootout. So we might see Alex's luck change a bit this week.
Fingers crossed for the man there. And then finally to the last match of last week. Trubitz Krieg, am I saying that rightly?
That's right, yeah. Named after Mitch Trubisky.
Where's the net, John, the big tennis fan, who came out on top in 121 versus 111, which looking like through the scores, a big 33 points for his quarterback, Murray?
Yeah, it was, I think this one, they both had some players invested in the Monday match. This one dragged out. I think going into that, they might have actually just had, I think Trubisky had two, whereas the net had one. And I think Trubisky was given something like a 57% chance to win. So better than sort of odds on, and ended up losing because John's tight end got 16.5 points, which was quite amazing. And the stud running back in Trubisky only got 10.5. So it's always just so deflating waking up. When you're in this time zone, it's so much worse because you sort of wake up, you have a look, and you're like, oh God, how did that happen? And you have to sort of absorb it. And then it's like Monday morning or Tuesday morning. Maybe this is me. Maybe this shows that I'm far too into it, but it's not how you want to start your week.
Oh, no, I agree. I mean, the same thing happened for me on Monday morning. And you have to remember, this is a sport I'm A, know very little about, or B, don't really care about, but I don't like losing. So to see that I had not pulled it off come Monday morning is really quite a dog shit way to start a week. But there you go. We power on. So if we have a look at next week's matchups, if I can figure out how to do that.
So you just go to week three. I'll be conscious of time. I won't go into too much detail on these. But we've got, you're playing Brady Gaga, so good luck with that.
I'm confident.
We've also got what might become known as the Toilet Bowl, which I think is second bottom versus bottom in Chad Hannigan's and goddamn Miles Gaskin. But I mean, they're both forecast, projected to get good point scores. So one of those teams will finally be off the mark, which will be good to see. And if Devontae's Inferno can win as well, that means we'll be at the end of week three and there'll only be one team with zero wins. So that'll be good for the balance of the league.
Yeah, definitely. Then very, very quickly, should we just look at the current league standings, which does have Brady Gaga on top. There are three unbeaten teams, also Where's the Net and Garoppolo's now. Then if we quickly get down to the bottom, where it is the Shanahanigans, the Devontae's Inferno and goddamn Miles Gaskin. How many of those three are seasoned fantasy football players and should really know better?
I can tell you that Owen in goddamn Miles Gaskin is definitely not. I he auto-drafted his team like a lot of the people at the top, and I think he's just had really bad luck. Not really any way to explain that. Shanahan Hannigan's is definitely, he was in the league with me last season. He did well. He's experienced. I think he spends a bit of time sort of doing research every week. So it's not worked out for him yet. But, there's time to turn it around. He can still end up with a 12-2 record. So, and then there's Devontae's Inferno. Alex is an NFL expert. I don't think he's done fantasy before, but it isn't working out for him at the moment. But, like I said, still time to turn it around.
Okay, well, we wait a bit. Are there games starting from today, Thursday, or is it everything from the weekend?
Yeah, the game might have already happened by the time we hear this. So, but at this point when we're recording, it hasn't. There's the Dolphins and the Bengals today. The Dolphins and the Jaguars. Sorry. The Battle of Florida, the Battle of the facial haired quarterbacks in real life. But we'll see. Yeah, that should set the week up nicely anyway.
Well, we look forward to all that action. And hopefully by next week, it won't be my voice that you'll be suffering through. But thank you very much, Patrick. It's been lovely as always.
Yeah, thanks, Graham. And thanks for standing in.
I didn't.